on his ball cap, the stained text lying over an embroidered chicken. Gotcha. Carrie Winston, I say, dredging up one of my fake names, this one a nod to my adorably evil cat, as I extend a hand toward him.
Alan Munster.
He accepts my offered handshake. His hand is calloused and stained with engine grease, a thin line of dirt wedged beneath each short fingernail.
You visiting?
I lift a shoulder. Passing through.
Enjoying the dance.
He says with a nod toward the locals who bound through the space or stand around the edges of the barn to watch, plastic cups of beer or electric blue coolers in their hands. Goodbye, Earl, by the chick starts up, and I suppress an amused gleam that threatens to brighten my expression into something delightfully menacing. It's cool? Yeah. I offer him a faint smile. Guess it's something to pass the time, right? Anything else you recommend if I'm in the area? A spark flares to life in his eyes.
You like hiking?
I shrug. Sure.
You could check out the Sproul State Forest. Some good trails that way. Riverside Antiques is along the way, too, if you want to shop for some old knickknacks or furniture. And if you change your mind and need more whiskey, you can pop by my place down on Valley Road.
He points to the hat.
Munster Farms. Mostly do chickens. But I've been tinkering with my little homemade distillery.
I examine the label on the bottle. Munster Moonshine Premium Whiskey. What a random-ass contradiction. The alcohol inside definitely looks more like the most budget booze moonshine shit that I could imagine than a proper whiskey. There are flecks of sediment in the liquid that I'm pretty sure aren't part of the standard distillery process. But I'm no fucking expert. One thing I do know, however, is that my lovely husband will surely be indulging in this garbage and then drunkenly singing the Rocky Road to Dublin within a few hours. And his older brother, Lachlan, will probably crack and have a few glasses too. And the both of them will be too hungover tomorrow to make any decent progress toward our annual murder game of serial killing other serial killers. Everybody's gotta have a hobby, even if it is hunting the most wretched pieces of shit on the planet in a blood sport competition. And I intend to maintain my run as champion of the annual August showdown. I briefly reconsider the second bottle, but I just want to win the game, not kill Rowan in the process. Cool, I finally say.
Want to try some?
He asks. Nah, I'm good.
Why not? Not good enough for your city girl tastes.
He smiles as though it's a joke, but the little flare of irritation that twitches in his eye again tells me otherwise. There's a menacing undertone etched in the lines that crisscross his face. I'm sure he would be surprised to learn that it's a reaction I savor, though I try not to let on. Gotta head out soon. I'm sure you know what they say about some creature living in the woods around here. I'd better have my wits about me on these unfamiliar roads, you know? But hey, I tip the bottle in his direction. Maybe I'll stop by the farm sometime. His expression brightens, though something still seems absent in his gaze. I can't help but imagine what mysteries might lie behind his eyes once I pull them from his face. If I were to slice open his skull, would I be able to see the network of abnormalities in his brain that make him unable to feel empathy? That dull and rewire his sense of fear? Would the physical evidence of a life spent torturing and killing be present in Munster? What if those same traits reside within me? They don't, I think, as I give him a nod and turn away with the bottle in hand. He and I are not the same. He hunts the innocent, and I hunt his kind. I move away from his table but stay close enough that he's still in my peripheral vision, shifting long black strands of hair over my opposite shoulder to keep him in view. The moment Connor told us we were headed to Lynsmore for the annual August showdown, I had my suspicion of who I was looking for. The Sproul Forest Specter. Not a cryptid, like the legends claim, but some creature stalking the woods for human prey. A man. I never believe those urban legends, but when there's murder involved,